Good morning, mate.
Nice to talk to you once again, talking all things AFL. First things first, Alistair Clarkson, there are reports that 8 sides could be interested in Alistair next year. Should the 8 coaches be worried? And having that over your head must just be bizarre.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, reading that article, they didn't necessarily mention the 8 clubs. They more speculated as to who they might be. But, I mean, the obvious ones that jump out are the Gold Coast, the Giants, maybe Port Adelaide and West Coast, perhaps, as 4 that have been, you know, underperforming. There's always speculation around them. Probably the expansion clubs in particular. Obviously, the West Coast Eagles are in a really tricky position. And Port Adelaide, look, they won their last couple, but that'll be an interesting watch on it. So, yeah, I think that was always going to be an issue with Alistair Clarkson floating around in the background this year for any club that happened to struggle. And, yeah, you'd think that they'd be starting those conversations early, knowing that there's other clubs in the mix as well.
So you have this sneaking suspicion that out of the 8 that are, you know, being touted, that it is Gold Coast or GWS?
Yeah, probably the most likely. The West Coast Eagles are probably in a position where do they need a full-scale rebuild? Are they putting a lot of it down to COVID? That's a bit more of a difficult situation. And Port Adelaide look the most likely to salvage their season out of those 4 clubs. I'd be thinking the expansion clubs would be the most likely outcome.
Well, speaking of the Gold Coast, they take on the Sydney Swans at 1:45 tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, tricky game, obviously. They were competitive against Collingwood at the MCG, but still comfortably beaten. Sydney lost their home game to Brisbane last week, but you know, they're still a top 4 side or thereabouts. It's hard to see the Gold Coast breaking down the Swans, I would think, at the SCG, so Sydney should probably get the job done.
And the other game, of course, Brisbane taking on the West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, it looks like a really messy fixture. Often it doesn't turn out that way, but the West Coast Eagles missing 21 players, heading up to the Gabba, having come off a 100-point loss up against a side that's second on the ladder and is one of the highest scoring teams of the last few years. So everything about it points to Brisbane winning the game by quite a significant margin. I know it doesn't always plan out that way, but you'd think Brisbane will win it by whatever they like.
The match of the round for mine is involving your side, the St Kilda Football Club, taking on Melbourne.
Yeah, it's obviously a game that it looked like, leading into last week's game, that St Kilda would enter the Melbourne clash with 6 in a row and Melbourne with 7 in a row. But obviously St Kilda dropping that game late to Port Adelaide by a point. And Melbourne have answered every challenge. And one thing we saw last year was, with the exception of a loss to the Bulldogs in about round 19, they didn't lose to anybody that looked like playing finals. So they had a couple of poor days against some of the sides outside of the 8, like Hawthorn and Adelaide and teams like that. But generally, when they face what would be perceived to be a challenger, they rise to that challenge and handle it pretty comfortably. So it's probably hard to picture them not doing that again.
And just very briefly, let's talk about my side, because I was not happy with last week, the Cats and the Giants. They're going in pretty much neck and neck, despite the fact that it's 7th on the ladder versus 15th.
Yeah, it's the Giants were pretty good last week, having had a really poor season. The Cats fought hard against the Fremantle side that we, you know, now accept is pretty good. Yeah. Got beaten by a kick in that. I still think Geelong's body of work is much better than what the Giants have put up. And even though Toby Green's back and they're looking better, I would think the Cats should have their measure.
All right, Darren, really do appreciate your time as always on the Big Bricky. Let's catch up next week.
No worries, mate, anytime.
Thank you very much. It's 13:32 4BU.